Earlier this month, the White House announced it would rescind an Obama-era immigration program called DACA. The initiative temporarily shields undocumented immigrants who were brought to the U.S. when they were children. It shields them from deportation. As Martha Dalton tells us, some teachers who have DACA protection are concerned about that repeal effort.
A nonprofit called Teach for America drafts college graduates to teach for 2 years in low-income schools. Managing Director Viridiana Carrizales says the organization started recruiting DACA recipients shortly after President Obama implemented the program.
DACA presented an opportunity for us to bring talented people who can come into classrooms, people that could serve as role models for our students.
Teachers like Yamie Cambron, who lives here in the Atlanta area.
I was teaching fifth grade, all subjects at a bilingual school my first year, and then second year at the same school, I was teaching first grade and third grade reading and math.
Cambron now teaches art at the high school she attended. Several of her students are undocumented. Cambron is worried about how the end of DACA could affect them.
For me as a teacher, it's more looking at how we can mobilize here at my school, how I can help facilitate professional development for staff on supporting undocumented students, and how can I provide resources to my students so that they feel like this is a safe space.
The issue is also personal for Viridiana Carrizales.
I was an undocumented student for more than 14 years before I had the opportunity to adjust my status.
Both women say they're cautiously optimistic about a solution. President Trump plans to start phasing out DACA protections in 6 months. He said he'll revisit the issue if Congress doesn't pass immigration reform by then. Martha Dalton, WABE News.